Okie dokie.
What's up, good people? We're here.
Beautiful Thursday. Hope you're well.
Yo, I'm tired. It's been a long week.
That's because we're outside.
You know what I'm saying?
That's because we are outside. Do you know, Simba is such an interesting individual. I'll never forget a couple of years ago, he was like, bruh, if I'm traveling four. It was like 6-7 times a year, meeting all these cool people, publishing my shit, I'll be happy.
Yeah.
Right. So when was like the first time where the concept of being on the go and doing what you do, like when did that first come about
for you? When did it register?
Mm-hmm.
I think there were sparks of ideas when I started, when I first moved to America, right? Just the idea of like, oh, I get to move and do something. Obviously, it's like for school and stuff, but there's this excitement, especially for me when I see new things, like whether it's flying through somewhere new, doing whatever. I'm like, oh man, I can't wait to do this. But for intents and purposes, I think when probably my tail end of like about to leave the States, right? And I'm doing different things. At that time, I'd already started jumping in the pod game.
Speak your shit, King.
Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? So like... Yeah, so the pod stuff was happening with different
people. This man just said I got layers to me.
Come on now.
You ain't even know.
Too many. And so for me, it was like, it was that into leaving. And then I get to Kenya, and you pitching me this thing, and I'm like, I have no idea what this is. But seeing how that worked in the space for us, right? Number one, it was the speed of things. Like when it came to like just networking with people, and talking to people, if people are like, oh, I heard you guys are doing this, I'd love to jump on the pod. Or or you introduce me to someone. And then I'm hearing all these stories from different people. I'm like, no, I want to also go there and experience this and do this and do that. And the beauty of what we were doing was like, it probably didn't feel as tangible then because it's you're not holding something, right? It's not like you're waking up at a certain time doing this, doing that. It was things were just happening as they were happening.
Mm.
And for me, it was the reach and extent of seeing what that did. So whether it was another guest coming in or someone hitting me up being like, oh my gosh, from Tanzania or whatever, like all these different places. Those kind of things for me are the things that solidify this idea of like, oh, I can do this and we can keep going. For sure.
What I like about what you're saying is activity.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So for this to even be a dream,
yeah,
there needs to be activity.
Yeah.
And then I think also is like whatever you're doing needs to be able to like translate and transcend borders.
Mm.
Right. And it's just like, hey, you know, like those people that are, and no shade with it, but like your Johannesburg cool.
Okay.
Right. And then like, okay, if we take you to London, like, can you do the thing that you do?
Right.
And it's like, can you network in London or you can just network in, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think with your industry specifically is your industry is inherently mobile.
Mm-hmm.
Because these guys can find a studio in fucking Timbuktu.
Yep.
And be like, hey man, nah, it's the vibes.
Telling it.
And it's just like, yo, pull up.
Yeah.
Right. And so I think you are in an industry that also allows that to happen.
Yeah.
Right. I think it's different for certain people, right? Mm. It's like, let's say you're a chef. You can't just go to any restaurant around the world and be like, I'm cooking today.
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
I'm cooking today.
Whereas like for that's you funny. In your industry, you can just be like, oh yeah, okay. You just get there, you see the board and you're like, okay, shit.
Right. This is what I'm doing.
What are we doing?
Yeah.
Boom. And we jump in. So 100%. I think that's the number one thing is, finding an industry that allows you that like level of flexibility and elasticity helps.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's one of like the key factors to that. And I think also one thing, you know, this podcast is not for giving you compliments. It's really, really not like what I envisioned for what we're, like what we're supposed to be doing here.
Oh, that's funny.
Right? This is not part of our journey. All right? But I will say you are extremely personable.
Yeah, with anyone. Thank you.
Old, young, black.
We've learned that over time. In fact, I would say...
No, but like I've seen you in your element though. And it's just like, no matter like what this person does, it's like, oh, if you're engineering different things, you just have this really amazing ability. And that's why whenever Simba is like working with people sometimes, I leave because I'm like, I'm just going to piss this person off. Whereas Simba has just got like this super calming energy. And you just like...
Wow.
I think you have this thing that allows people to bring out the best version of themselves.
Right.
And then you have these fucking little cute pep talks.
Yeah. It's always the pep talks, man.
Yeah, and I'm
I live for the pep talks.
And I'm just like, oh, wow.
Can I tell you
how...
You
talk to me like that.
Let me tell you how
he's
I
just like,
that
no, I'm not speaking to the
you're
mic.
You're my bro.
What the fuck?
I've said it half times on the pod. I'm like, yo, hold that to your face, man. Come on now. No, I would actually say, it's not even to disagree. I'll say where I bit that swag for sure was, it was watching you, like, especially in Kenya, bro. Mm. We'd be chilling with the most random crowds. Like, sometimes we're having wine with just grown people. And I'm sitting there being like, I honestly have nothing to offer in these conversations. This guy's talking about the World Bank. They're talking about this. They're talking about that. And what I loved about how you moved, which kind of like motivated me to just do more, was you could navigate any conversation. Mm. So it wasn't necessarily like you'd leave the presence of these people. And I think sometimes people just thought that I was also part of it because maybe I'm there with the laughs or the jokes or I'm like right next to you. Mm-hmm. But the way you would talk to some people, so if someone said something, grown man will say something, and then John would be like, oh yeah, I was reading, da, 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 and they'd be like, how do you know that? Oh no, you know my friend, and da, and I was like, okay.
How did that relationship start though? I remember this guy, one of the dons, big dons.
Big don.
Big don dada.
Mm.
Igwe.
Yeah.
Ogau. Right. He hits me one day and he's like, hey, what are you doing? Nothing. He's like, do you have plans for tomorrow? He's like, no. He's like, I'm having a braai.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. And I was like, do you need help? Like, I don't think he wanted to just like ask.
He didn't want to ask, but he was hinting. And also, your braai game is elite. Yeah. It's not even play.
And I was like, oh yeah, like, did you guys like go get your steak? Like, he's like, no. And I was like, okay.
We had to do everything.
So I'm like, what do you want to cook? He goes, bruh, this, like,
you're the chef.
He's
you
like,
cook.
Here's my, I was like, okay, like, what's your budget?
Yeah.
And he just laughs.
He's laughing. He's like, come on,
bad. I was like, my bad, big homie.
Come on, King.
My bad, big homie.
Come on.
Like, how many people are coming? And he's like, oh, 20 people. And I was like, kids.
It's way more than 20 people.
I was like, kids. And he's like, maybe 2 or 3. I was like, cool, sick. And I was like, like, what diversity? He's like, Jonathan, just take the card, go.
Go crazy.
Bruh, so I take, so this bride's on a Saturday. Uh-huh. I take the card, like, Friday afternoon, go buy all of these steaks.
Then, marinade.
And it's so funny, because we lived in the same compound.
Yeah.
And so, Friday night, I'm there with him, me, Simba. I think we do, like, 4 bottles of red.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm marinating these things. Crazy. Talking, blah, 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 just vibes. And then the next day, we get there, and make this fire, cook these steaks, and like I just shut up.
Yeah.
And I think that's the biggest thing, is just learning how to keep quiet.
Mm.
Right? Because I think sometimes like we think we have so much value to add and to talk and whatever. And I'm like, also, these guys aren't on my level. This is Champions League, bro.
Yeah.
Right? I'm in Division 2 here.
I'm telling you.
50 years old. What am I going to tell you about life and the cool shit I'm doing?
I love that though.
Yeah, I just keep quiet. I'm just there. Oh, yeah, no, these steaks are good. Yeah. Oh, yeah, you know what you're doing. What do you do? And then I remember he came.
Right.
Like, ah, these are my sons, you know.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know, Jonathan, California?
Yeah, he keeps calling me California. He never called me by my name. It's just like, California.
And he's like, no, California. He's like, these are my sons. They're just such good kids or whatever. And then, like, that's what, like, opens these things up.
Mm.
And I think, like, being outside isn't necessarily about, like, your technical proficiency or, like, your ability.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's how you navigate relationships and understand leverage.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And the push and pull. Right? So it's like, okay, well, like Simba, for example. Simba comes, stays in my house, blah, 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 because of relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because we're in like, I almost said relationship. We're in a coalition. We're in a coalition together. All right?
Yeah.
And I think that's a huge thing. And it's just like, hey, like, what kind of person are you? When you share space with people.
Right? That's so important as well.
Right? And so for me, one thing I'll say is like, I think I'm dope as fuck at what I do.
Honestly, about that. Yeah, I'm with you.
But like, for me, I love to like put the through ball in for people. So whenever I'm with people, I'm like, do you know my guy?
So yes.
So, no, this is what they do. This thing. You need to, okay. And then someone will be like, no, stop. Like, shut up.
Yeah.
I'm gonna gas you.
Yeah.
Gas you, boy. You know what I mean? And I think like, for me, that's something I just take pride in because I'm like, all my friends are dope as fuck what they do.
Mm.
So it's easy for me to talk about them.
Yeah.
And it's genuine. And you know, sometimes it's like, you may be really, really sick of what you do and the dopest. But I think sometimes like the way you come across, and then also like there's different cultural like elements that exist.
Mm.
Right. And so like in Southern Africa, for example, it's a very big like, hey, who are you?
What are you doing?
Yeah. And in other places, it's not necessarily.
It's not that big.
Not necessarily. So like sometimes you might come into a space and people just necessarily find you abrasive.
Yeah.
Right. So it might be a really rich market for you to do things.
You might even be the most proficient in that field as well.
Exactly.
But
it's like you're just not gelling with the people.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah.
And so it's like, yeah, these impressions matter.
Yeah.
So like to be outside, I think it's also you need to understand like where you're going and how to navigate the spaces.
And no, I think there's also a strength, like knowing the balance between your strength and your capabilities and like when to talk, when to shut up. Because like for me in Kenya, this is what I found out. Number one, everyone is a badass.
Yeah.
So many people are so good at what they do and they're doing it in different spaces. You know, this one in this corner of Europe, this one in America, this one in China, this one in whatever, this one in wherever. And you're sitting there listening to it, but you're looking and you're like, but you're here. And then you're going away after this. And then how did you move? I my mind was literally blown because I felt like for us, especially at that time, we're literally writing the script as we go along. We didn't have like some blueprint to be like, okay, it's going to be this, it's going to be that. There were two things that we committed to. Well, one main thing, really. Jonathan was like, bro, we're pulling up every Thursday. That's it. That's the biggest thing, okay? Then the rest, you know, things were coming along. Like there were certain points where it's like, hey, man, we're going to tackle this side. It's not as fun, but I promise you, we're going to travel more. You're going to get more experiences. It's going to be more of this, more of that. And for me, it was those little things that started adding to different aspects, right? So even like when you talk about understanding culture and stuff, like seeing a space where it's a melting pot of things going on and everyone has this mutual respect, even though we're like getting to know each other. It's like this thing where it's like, oh yeah, where are you from? How do you do this? Da da da. Mm-hmm. But people vibe so crazy like that. And I remember I was doing a gig in another country without you when we were working on this consultancy thing and I went by myself. And there were so many different people from different spaces, right?
Mm-hmm.
The one thing that I think was easily the best quality, like what you said about the pep talking and all this stuff, like that was cool, but there were a few people I did that with. Everyone else, it was just like, hey, you're so cool. I love what you're wearing. Mm. I love your style. What is that scent? What's going on? Like people were like, oh, I like that you're interested. And then in some cases, you know, it didn't necessarily fly. Some people were just like, okay. But what I loved about that was just like a crazy experience. And then even for me, in some cases, like, people don't always think about this, but there's so many different elements. Like for me, I remember I sent you a picture and I was like, the way I'm budgeting my meals here, it was a 6-pack of beer and I'd go to Spur and grab like a salad or something. Cause I was like in between, right? I was in between things, but I was like, bruh, I'm thriving. Like, this is so fun.
Wait, hold on. Let's just stop here for a second.
So
the financial considerations in living this lifestyle, I think it's definitely something people need to pay attention to.
You have to.
Because, like, oh yeah, we get the gig, the wire comes through.
Nah.
Party after party.
Nah.
And then you know what the thing is? Like, you know, sometimes is people get so close to, yeah, nope, we're doing it. Yeah. It's time to sign. Falls through right at the
something,
end.
Yes.
And you know, the way you've already spent this money, right? It's like,
money that didn't exist.
Saint Laurent.
Yeah.
You know, Jerry Lorenzo, it's like, oh shit, now what happened? And I think like...
I haven't been properly shopping in like 5 years.
I think financial literacy and like management of cash flow is super, super important.
It is.
Because it's like, there's nothing worse than being stranded.
Oh man. I think in our early stages, there were so many times that I needed a leg up just because number one, I didn't know the urgency of certain things.
No,
right?
Man, I hit the bank of dad once.
But do you know how crazy it is that like... So we say this, like, oh, we're going to do this. We're going to do it, right? Yeah. Then something will pop up so fast that literally I just got off the phone with this guy. He'll call me back and be like, dude, we need to be here these dates. What's your account looking like? I'm like, bro, I'm currently flush. I'll get some cash next week. All right, so should we push it? Yeah, let's do that. Then in some cases, no, we can't. Some cases, bro, you have to be there now, right? And so that financial thing.
Just swipe the thing, bro. Man, swipe and cry.
And I started learning quickly. It's just like, okay, I need to just always make sure. Because again, like I'm not sitting here saying like I'm in any way, shape, or form financially literate. Yeah. But if there's one thing I learned in those spaces, it was just make sure you have a little bit here, make sure you have a little bit there, keep moving like this, keep moving like that. So there'd be times where like, I actually have bills in this place that I'm staying in, and I'm like, yo, can't do this for 2 months.
Yeah.
Bro, can this one here, can you front me over here, da 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 da? And people are like, but you're traveling, I'm like, yeah, because of that, we need to be able to...
You know, these organizations also... Their payment. It's like, oh, no, next 60, next 90.
Man, I'll never forget, bro. There was one trip where you and I were on fumes. We were eating. I don't know what we were eating. And we were in like a space for like a month. And we're like, bro, we still have 2 more weeks of this? Nah. So we're going to fast track this work. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. But we were starving every day. I think it was tea for breakfast, tea for dinner, bro. maybe some little whiskey in between. But it was
a whiskey.
A whiskey. But the I think what was crazy about that was also there was an understanding, because like I've seen a ton of people literally like you crumble because there's no structure of certain things. And I'm looking at them, I'm like, okay, first of all, definitely couldn't stay with you in this space. Like, if you see the way John and I hit our Airbnb things, it's because usually we're flying in a different time, so not always in the same space. It's been rare that we're on the same flight, which is already chaotic. But like,
no, that's a situation.
If one arrives first, let's say a day earlier, whatever, Jay will send me a message, hey man, there's a spot, this is what it looks like.
No, but I always send you those things. Quick, because my Airbnb game is mad.
Nah, bro. Next level. Nah, next guys, level. Elite.
I'd be booking.
Elite. Nah, guys, talk to your boy. For whatever you need, whatever, function, party, this, that, the guy, he's got you. And so what the little things I was learning, I mean, I'll never forget this. We had this one trip and I was like, I'm sitting there buying groceries for this house as if like we're going to be inside.
Say what you bought.
I'm mad. Like
fucking
I bought
oatmeal,
yogurt, bread. Oh, yeah. I was like, oh, I want to make a parfait. I want to make a parfait. And this guy, John, was just looking at me. He's like, bro, this is just a waste. I was like, no, we'll have time. We have this. Bro, we were barely in the apartment. And I was just watching this food go bad. I was like, nah, you're right. But you learn this in these experiences where it's like, dude, you're not always going to have access to this or time, right? That's another thing. Like this nomadic lifestyle, the digital nomad, is your time is of the essence, but it also can be so demanding. There's so many different things. I've seen people who like, they're moving around constantly on the laptop in between flights, in the airports, in this, because they know by the time I get to this space, I may not necessarily have the luxury of this.
Also, like if you see us, like the way that we work is actually...
It's stupid.
It's actually stupid. It doesn't, super chaotic. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't advise it because the results may vary. Like, to be honest with you. And I think is understanding like what your process is. And you know, the beauty of like being in all of these beautiful places is outside is nice because there's shenanigans. Mm. Then there's all of these things, but like we can't like fumble the bag for shenanigans.
Nah.
And so I think it's just managing like your output. Mm-hmm. So I think it's also good to like network and enjoy and immerse yourself in like the cultural nuances that exist like in whatever place that you're in. But at the same time, you can't enjoy too much.
You can't.
Because you know, people will be like, you don't deliver. You can't.
Right. See, yeah.
And word gets around very, very quickly.
Quickly. Like,
these spaces are super small. So is enjoy, but also take care of the business too. So I think admin is a huge thing. And like for a lot of like creative people or people that are like involved in creative output, that's not necessarily the best strength because it's not nice. It's not sexy. Because like, yeah, man, I just want to create. I just want to flow. It's like, bruv, like, do you have your emails on point? Like,
Are they scheduled? Are you hitting? Are you hitting? Certain
targets? When your visa expires.
Yeah.
Oh, because now you've overstayed. Yo. Or then now you get hit with this withholding tax, bruv. Now you get hit with this withholding tax on the invoice, and you're like, oh yeah, shit, I had invoiced whatever. Nah, they hit you with that 20%. You're like, why is this?
Where's the other monies?
You let that invoice, that withholding tax, rock your shit,
bro. I love that you say that because I think also there's a romanticization that goes on with the. The idea of the lifestyle, right? Yeah. You're watching people online. You're like, oh, I want to live this. I want to do that. We've had the craziest conversations with some people where it's like, I will literally say, oh, so when you were doing this here, bro, it must have been insane. And they're like, bro, I was hungry. Mm-hmm. Broke that whole trip. In fact, I don't think I got paid until 6 months ago. And you're like, what?
But the gram was lit, dog.
What?
The gram was lit.
And I started learning that, especially because this was probably the number one thing that I saw with every single person in this creative space, the people who move around a lot. It's like, hey, what you're seeing is what I'm choosing to show you. If I decided to show you this, in fact, this is where the close friend stories changed my life. Because when some of the homies were putting me on the close friends thing and they're like, right, so look at the hotel I'm in, trash. Look at the food. I'm already sick for 2 days, but I have this gig I need to be at and it's out in the desert. Oh, I need this. Now I need to go see a doctor. Bro, I'm asking for money. I don't have. Blew my mind. And I was like, okay, first thing I need to do is just, number one, don't romanticize this. If anything, just romanticize the work portion. Just be like, look, I love being able to be in these spaces, being able to move, being able to meet people. Because I think even then your expectations, they drop, but certain things start happening. Like for me, I've been in spaces where, again, not necessarily a lot going on in my pocket, but due to the fact that I met some cool people, people who are nice, and like they really just mess with your vibe as well. And they're like, hey, let me take you out for dinner. Let me this, let me that. Mm-hmm. I'm sitting there and I'm like, huh. This is really cool. And that's the main thing I probably started picking up on is the fact that like, sure, my skill is cool and all that other stuff, but there's way more that goes into this experience than it just being what I say to someone on the flight, or, you know, how I do my little pitch deck. Sometimes it's literally just how you treat people. I had one lady buy me food because she liked my tattoo, bro, in the airport. She's like, oh my God, so cool. What's that dot there? Oh, Zimbabwe? You don't know where Zimbabwe is? Let me show you. All right, so right here. Okay. And then before you knew it, now this is someone, you know, good friend of like 2 years, probably about to do something for them work-wise a little bit later. But these things came out of just like me chilling. And I kid you not, I'm pretty sure on that day, especially my travel finances game is just not the best.
Do you know, if you look at our 44th episode, I'll link it in the bio with Rui Yamashita.
Shout out, Rui.
I think she outlined it.
Outlaid, I'm with it.
English. She outlined it so nicely because she was like, listen, I know where I'm going, how long I'm going.
Yeah.
And I'm never putting myself in messed up situations. Because I'm like, bruh.
She moves, man.
Bali.
She moves.
And I'm like, she's always there. And I think if that's one episode you can go back to,
check it out.
She drops so many gems. Yeah. It's like, yeah, what's it like to have an international company that operates in multiple countries? Right? And then you also like moving between all of these places, having a base here and there. I think that's a really insightful episode that you guys should check out.
And just the gems even there, just hearing how people function and how they move. And again, it's not necessarily what you think, but it's a good starting point. And for most people, it probably won't be that as well when you start, like when you get into whatever space it is you're trying to get into. Everything is different, but it's like these universal rules that become malleable. And like, you just get this understanding of like, oh, I can move this. And for me, like now, for me, I'm in the space now where I'm looking at it saying, how do I continue with this to make it sustain for all the other goals that I'm trying to do, right? Like, so the way Jay and I move, we move in phases, right? And we're in a phase right now where we're saying, okay, there's a gap here between, let's say, A, B, C, D, E, and F. And there's things that he's going to be doing. There's things that I'm going to be doing right now in our personal lives. But then the combined effort is when this is how you make Voltron. We come back together at a certain point. It's like, oh, I now have these credentials. You now have this. I now have this. Okay, let's begin this here. And that literally started from the zeal of just wanting certain things. Because it's okay to like have these insane goals. But like, you got to reverse engineer. And one thing that I found, especially as we do this, is like, the order has never been correct. We've literally just, oh, we're in phase 5. Oh, go back to phase 1. Oh, stay in phase 1 for another 2 years. Oh, go. And it's like, okay. So my encouragement in a lot of these situations is, bro, just be easy. It's not all going to come to you all at once. Have an understanding that like, yeah, some of these things may not necessarily fly, but carry the zeal as if they either all are or they're already on the way. That I think that's also how you get more stuff done. I think that's also how people see you in a space and be like, you know, I want to work with you, because there's no like random limitations, right? Before we started getting to this price went up phase, we were throwing ourselves in some crazy situations, some that didn't make sense, even for what we're trying to do. I'm sitting there questioning this guy before we in the elevator going up. I'm like, but why are we doing this? Why? No, but why?
Like, what the
actual why? And maybe a year later, I'm sitting there, I'm like, I'm going to take that one back.
I think the biggest thing is understanding seasons in life, right? We're both single. No dependence.
Yep.
This is not your practice life.
Yeah.
So I think, if you're in an industry that allows you to do it, I think it's definitely something that you should pursue. But then at the same time be honest with yourself and be like, do I have the engine for this?
The capacity.
And we don't have the capacity.
We don't have the capacity.
It's like, yeah, can I sustain this?
Mm.
Because listen, there's nothing wrong with going to the same building every day, collecting a fat check and leveling up.
Yeah.
Like, I think sometimes people over glamorize certain things.
Mm.
Right? It's guys, you go sit in Deloitte for 10 years. My guy?
Game changer.
You'll have all the coins. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Mm.
There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. I will say also though, is understanding what a healthy lifestyle looks like is important. Because if you're not healthy in Nairobi, I guarantee you're not going to be healthy in Bali. It just doesn't work that way. So it's like, what are your habits like? What's your drinking like? Do you have a chemical dependency? Whatever that is.
Your sleep?
You know all the chemicals. Yeah. And it's like, yeah, those things are further compounded because it's like, oh, you're away from your family, your support system.
You now, can be stressed.
Now you have a long distance relationship. So,
some people aren't morning people. And you got to put up with that too.
And now if there's a language barrier there.
Oh, ho, ho.
So all of these things are factors that like affect your productivity and what it looks like.
Mm.
I think you, we all have friends that are doing this thing. Hit them on the nice little FaceTime.
Ask them the questions.
The actual questions. Mm. I'm like, hey, Brasso, like, you know, what's the spot for, like, for the...
No, we're not doing that.
No, but it's just like, yo, listen, like, how are you managing there? Like, oh, do clients say pay well? Like, are they on time? Are they, this thing, like, do they... Like, ask people the real questions.
Yeah.
Because I guarantee you, they'll be honest with you, and they'll be like... Oh, you want to know?
There's so much you'll learn.
Sit down.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, shit. Now you actually have to realize, this maybe isn't what I thought it is.
Right. Or maybe not necessarily something you want to get into. I think that's brilliant.
Yeah.
I love that.
And so, hey, even hit us up.
Yeah. Come on, people.
I'll tell you.
We are digital nomads. Come on now.
But remember, I think one of the key things before we go is community over competition.
Come on.
Right. I think if you get to a place, you immerse yourself in a community, you are a decent person that doesn't just that does what they say that they're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
I think the world will be your oyster. I think you'll have the opportunity to do a lot of great things.
I love that. I literally have nothing else to add. That's beautiful.
But we're outside.
Good people, we outside. We're gonna love and leave you. Bye.